Prologue. Ivy. 7 years ago. Even through the sleeping bag, the bed of Cooper's rusty old truck was hard beneath my back. But I didn't care. Not when I finally had what I wanted. Who I wanted. Times two. Rory was on top of me, his lean yet solid weight settling between my thighs, so I could feel the thick outline of his hard cock. My skirt had slid up so my wet panties were pressed against his jeans. My head was cradled on Cooper's arm, and his breath whispered across my cheek as his free hand slipped inside my cotton button-down blouse. Deft fingers found my furled nipple through my lacy bra. I must have moaned because Rory stilled above me. His hips stopped grinding against me, and he pulled away from the hot, wet, messy kiss that had started this whole business. For a second, I thought maybe he was stopping because someone had heard my sound. But no. We were parked out in the middle of Baker's Field, far from town. The night was inky black. Only the rising moon offered us light. There was no one around for miles. Just the sound of a lone coyote in the distance. A reminder of where we were. It was Cooper who broke the silence, his deep voice gentle by my ear.
Are you sure, Ivy? We've just wanted you for so long. Too long. We don't have to do this if you don't want.
I bit back a groan of frustration, arched my back into his palm. My pussy was aching, throbbing, begging to be fucked. But I wasn't just horny for anyone. I wanted these boys. Both of them. I had for ages. Cooper and Rory. We'd grown up together, so I'd known them since forever. But our timing had never been right. By the time they took notice of me, I'd given up hope of them and had a boyfriend, Tom. He was nice and all, and I'd hoped that he might make me change my mind about Cooper and Rory. I'd watched from a distance as they grew up, filled out, became men. But it wasn't until graduation that I finally called it quits with Tom. I told him it was because I was leaving Bridgewater, off to college in Seattle. That was partly the reason, but I also ended it with him because one thing had become abundantly clear. Tom had never turned me on the way Rory and Cooper did, with just a smoldering look across a crowded party, or with an easy conversation at one of the high school bonfires. I'd fooled myself long enough. I hadn't had sex with him because I hadn't been ready. I might have been if Tom had been for me, but he wasn't. I wanted Cooper and Rory and no one else would do. I felt things for them, things I hadn't even understood. At least until now. My parents had left me with my grandmother when I was a baby, and Grandma's idea of the sex talk was to show me some pictures of insects and flowers. None of those pictures prepared me for the firestorm that erupted inside me whenever Cooper and Rory were near. Some sort of electric current between us made my skin hot, my panties wet, and my stomach do flip-flops. I'd thought I'd known what attraction was, but I'd been clueless. Now, thanks to Rory and Cooper, I'd finally gotten a taste of what it meant to be desired and to be wanted. But our timing sucked yet again. If I'd just known they'd been interested sooner. If they told me. If. Enough ifs. Summer was almost over, and once it ended, we'd all be going our separate ways. Cooper and Rory were still frozen beside and above me, their hands frustratingly still as they waited for my answer. I'd heard some guys just took what they wanted, but not these two. The look of concern in their eyes was sweet, but I couldn't figure out why they'd stopped. This was what I'd wanted for so long. They were what I'd wanted. And now it was so close I could taste it, feel it. I shifted, trying to get closer to them. I'm sure, I breathed, wiggling my hips and making Rory hiss out of breath. I reached up, stroked his dark locks back, although they just fell over his forehead again. I want my first time to be with you, with both of you. To most, it would be crazy to be 18 and want my first time to be with two guys. But this was Bridgewater. Two guys were the norm.
We weren't thinking it would go this far,
Rory said, stroking a thumb over my cheek. Besides having my blouse open a few buttons, we were all still fully dressed.
That you'd want to, at least tonight. Shit, I didn't, we don't have any condoms.
It's okay,